Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara in Daf Kof Mem Zayin. Before we start the actual Gemara, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Mishnah and Gemara before in Daf Kof Mem Vav Omid Beis. In the Mishnah, we learned the following halacha: Shchemim Hashekasav Kol Nechasav Achim Mishir Karka Koshu Matanosei Kayames. That by matna shchemir abe mikzas the halach is matanasei kayemes and im amad einai chayzer. And as the Rashbam explains, based on the more later on afkof non alaf on base, by matna shchemir abe mikzas one needs a kinyan. Without a kinyan, the matna shchemir will not be chal. Now the chayav pasuk pshat the matna shchemir abe mikzas is this: the matna shchemir abe mikzas is a regular matnas bari. And the fact that he happens to be a Shchemira does not make any difference whatsoever. And since it is a regular man, that's why for that reason the Allah is a Mu'amad Einai Chayzer. But in the Rashbam, on our base, we find that the Rashbam explains this, that the Gemara says, Afagav Damer Shmuel HaMeicher Shtar Chayv HaVeirei V'Chazar HaMachol HaMachol V'Afiu Yerish Meichel Meide Shmuel Shem Nosleim An Shchemira De Einai Yachol HaMeichel. Which the Gemara goes on to explain that this, that Eino Yachol Imchol, is either because we say Man Nash Chimira is their Eisa, or even if we are to say the Man Nash Chimira is only Midrabanon, but still Asua Keshaltera, and since Asua Keshaltera, for that reason the Allah is Eino Yachol Imchol. The Rashbam explains this, that the Gemara says, Moidesh Moshe Nasim Man Nash Chimira, the Eino Yachol Imchol is not only referring to Man Nash Chimira, that he gave all his Nechasim to Man Nash Chimira, but rather is even referring to a man nash chimira b'miktsas, which needs a kinyan. And even by man nash chimira b'miktsas, we will apply the halacha meidishmor shem nasneh man nash chimira de'einoy yachol imchol. From the Rashbam, one clearly sees that man nash chimira b'miktsas works by avah, and the halacha will be einoy yachol imchol, which is either a raya that man nash chimira works matira, or even though Man Hashemira does not work from the Torah, but still a Suha Kishal Torah. So from the Rashbam, one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that Man Hashemira b'miktsas, even though Man Hashemira b'miktsas needs a kinyan, and the halach is Amad Eino Yachol Achzar, but still Man Hashemira b'miktsas works midin Man Hashemira. And so to Achay, one sees in Tosfos Nav Kof Nun Beis, that Tosfos explains that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel by man nash chimira shekasa ba kinyan, that by Rav Mishmei the Rav say ar kaveh atrei rechshi harei kemat nas bari v'harei keman nash chimira harei keman nas bari shemomer einu yichizer harei keman nash chimira shemomer havaasai l'plaini havaasai l'plaini u'shmomer liyadanam ay eidin ba shemo yigomer aknoisei ala v'shtar v'in shtar l'achar misa. Tesis explains that this machlikis applies even to a matnash chimira b'miktsas, and even though a matnash chimira b'miktsas is sarech kinyan, but still the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is referring to a case that he was kasev kinyan b'soich hashtar. Okay, one has to understand pshat and tesis. How can tesis explain that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel refers even to a case of matnash chimira b'miktsas shekasev kinyan b'soich hashtar? First of all, how can Rav say that in such a case we will say Arkfeh Terechshi and Arei Keman Neshchimia Shemomer Avasi Aplini Avasi Aplini? If we are to understand that Man Neshchimia b'miktsas is a regular Man Nasbari, then it should not work for Halva, and it should have the Maila Man Neshchimia of this Shemomer Avasi Aplini Avasi Aplini. And so too one has to understand what is Pshat in this, that Shmuel says, Oidana Mayedin Barshamoi Gomer Aknoise Obishtar. Ein shtar l'achamisa. What is being chal l'achamisa for us to say ein shtar l'achamisa? The entire maton is chal mechayim. So from Tosfos Hilchei one clearly sees that Tosfos understands that man nashchimira b'miktsas, even though man nashchimira b'miktsas is sorech kinyan, but still man nashchimira b'miktsas is a regular man nashchimira, and the chalois maton is chal l'achamisa. And so to a chayr one sees from Tesis, from this that Tesis asks the following kasha on the Rashbam. The Rashbam explains that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is a machlokes by a man nash chimira in which they happen to make a kinyan. And one does not need that the kinyan was kasa b'sei chashtar, but rather with this, that they happen to make a kinyan when has a machoikis between Rav and Shmuel. And according to Rav, we will say, Arkavei Atrei Ruchshi, on the other hand, according to Shmuel, we will say, Oidanamai Eidim Roshamu, Oigomal Aknese, Oibishtar, Vein Shtar Lachamisa. Tesis asks the following kasha on the Rashbam. Tesis asks, Lushmuel Domer in Get Lachamisa, Hua Dinami, Dein Kinyan Lachamisa. In the Marsha we find that the Marsha asks the following to me on the Kasha of Tesis on the Rashbam. What was Tesis's Kasha? From this I learned in our Mishnah that by Shir Karka Kosho Matanose Matana, which is referring to a case that he made a Kinyan, and we should apply the halacha of Shmuel of in kinyan lachar misa, l'chir b'man nashchimra b'miktas which is sorech kinyan, it is not being chal lachar misa, but rather it is being chal mechayim. So from the kasha of Tosfos l'chir one sees as well that Tosfos understands that even though man nashchimra b'miktas needs a kinyan, but still the chalais is being chal lachar misa. In other words, what is taking place is a man nashchimra, just that happens to be that this man nashchimra is sorech kinyan. And so to Lachay one sees as well from Rashi in Gitzin and Daf Hametes on the base with the Ramaschal the Havli Kelev Shomakne. So again, from the Rashbam, Tosfos and Rashi one clearly sees that the Rashbam, Tosfos and Rashi understand that even though man nashchimra b'miktas is sorech kinyan, but still one can have a man nashchimra. B'shitas Rashbam v'Rashi, one does not see as big of a chiddush as one sees in Tosfos. Since v'shitas Rashbam v'Rashi, all one sees is this, that even though man nashchimra b'miktas is sorech kinyan, but still it can work midin man nashchimra, and therefore it will work by halva. And even though by halva man nasbori will not work, but still one has the ability to makna halva b'man nashchimra, even though it is a man nashchimra b'miktas. From Tesis, on the other end, l'chir one sees a much bigger chiddush. And from Tesis, l'chir one sees that a matnash chimriah b'miktas, even though it is sarach kinyan, but still what is taking place is a regular matnash chimriah. And even though, as far as nechasim, that one has the ability to makna b'matnas bari, but still we do not say that since he made a kinyan, what is taking place is a regular matnas bari as far as such nechasim, but rather what is taking place is a regular matnash chimriah. And for that reason, Tosfos understands that one can apply the halacha of Shmuel of ein shtar la'achar misa. Now, b'shitas Rashbam v'Rashi, one can say this that we find in our Mishnah, that by man nashchimra b'miktas there is a halacha of eino yochel achzar, and even by omad ma'atona is kayim, is not referring to alva, but rather it is referring to a man nashchimra b'miktas b'shar nechasim in which one can have a regular man nasbari. And as far as such nechasim, by man nashchimra b'miktas what is taking place is a regular man nasbari, and for that reason the halacha is omad eino yochel achzar. And so too is Mashmos of the Rashbam on the Avkof Nun Beis Amad Aleph. On the other end, by Alva, if one has a man nashchimra b'miktas by Alva, that as far as man nashchimra b'miktas working by Alva, that a regular man nasbari does not work by Alva, then what is taking place is a regular man nashchimra, and we will say, Amad Yochal Achzar. And our mission is not referring to a man nashchimra b'miktas as far as Alva is concerned. And so too we find in the Netziv in Mirei Meisada that the Netziv explains that even though according to Rashbam and the Shchimra b'miktas works by Hava, but as far as Hava we will say Amad Yachal Achzar. But in the Geirsa of the Bach in our Rashbam one clearly sees that the Bach understands that even by Hava the Halacha will be Amad Eino Yachal Achzar. And even though it is taking place as a man Shchimra, but still the Halacha is Amad Eino Yachal Achzar. And so to one sees in Tesis, even though Tesis understands that by man Shchimra b'miktas, all that is taking place is a man Shchimra, and the man Shchimra is Chal Achar Misa, but still the Halacha is Amad Eino Yachal Achzar. So Bishom of Shitas HaRashbam one can say that even though by Alva what is taking place is a man nashchimira, but still such a man nashchimira is not chal achamisa, but rather such a man nashchimira is chal mechayim. Only by man nashchimira bekua will we say that such a man nashchimira is only chal achamisa. A man nashchimira b'miktas is chal at the time of kinyan. But still what is taking place is a manash chemeah. But still one has to understand according to the Shita of Tesis, who explains that even by manash chemeah b'miktsas, it is only chal achar misa. If so, the halacha should be omar yochel achzer manash chemeah b'miktsas. So to explain Pshat and Tesis, one can explain Pshat and Tesis based on this, how we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Mem Vav, that the Rashbam explains this, that there is a halacha, that by Omad, the Matana is Betela, is not because Manash Chimera is Chal Achar Misa, but rather it is because we say that there is an Umdana da Daita da Hachi Yoiv, and he gave the Matana a Daita da Hachi Shem Yomos Tiskaim HaMatana Vimyamai Tachzoi Veloi Tiskaim HaMatana. And for that reason one can say by Manash Chimera B'miktsas, even if we are to say the Manash Chimera B'miktsas is Chal Achar Misa, but still, the halach is omad eino yochel achzor. Since a manash chimya b'miktsas, one does not have an umdana, and the fact that it is chal achar misa is not a reason for us to say that by omad loy tiskayim hamatana. That is a chira how one can explain pshat in the shita of Tesfis. But now one has to understand, if by manash chimya b'miktsas, one also has the halacha of manash chimya. What is pshat in this? A manash chimya b'miktsas needs a kinyan. And this kash is a kash on the sheet of the Rashbam as well. What is pshat in this? That the Rashbam says the manash chimya b'miktsas by halva is sorech kinyan. V'chei what is taking place is a regular manash chimya, and therefore we should say that one should have the halacha of divrei chimya k'ksuvin u'kimisurin dami without doing a ma'isa kinyan. So from the Rashbam and Tesis one sees the Manash Chimya Bekua is made up of two different parts. First of all, there is a Takana, that by Manash Chimya Kiryusha Shavio Rabbanon, and then there is a separate Takana, that by Manash Chimya one does not need a Kenyan. As we find the Rashbam explains, this Reb Zirmer Rav says, Minayna Manash Chimya Shehim Natera Shnemar Vavartem Esna Chalasi Labitai. And our Gemara goes on to give other makiris for manash chimira. And our Gemara ends off by saying, "V'rova Omer of Nachem manash chimira derabbanan ba'almi shema titarif daite yolov." Is only as far as this. A manash chimira one is kaina b'dibor b'loy kinyan. As Rashbam explains, "Minayin a manash chimira shakaina b'dibor b'loy kinyan soder kaimetzave machmas misa." The Paskino Kamandoi Boy Kinyan, Inamish Chimya Shechila Kolnechasa Beloy Shiro Mes. And so the Rashbam goes on to explain. This, our Gemara says, Manash Chimya Drabbanan Baalmahu, is as far as this, a Manash Chimya is Kaina Bar Mira Baalma Beloy Kinyan. And therefore, the first Akana, the Manash Chimya is Kiyusha Shavio Rabbanan, that applies across the board to any Manash Chimya. Any time a Shchemia gives a Matana, we will say Manash Chimya Kirusha Shavio Rabbanon. Now as far as this, the Manash Chimya is Kaina Bar Mira Ba'alma B'loi Kinyan. That only applies to Manash Chimya B'kua, not to Manash Chimya B'miktsas. Only a Manash Chimya B'kua will we say. The Manash Chimya B'kua is Kaina Bar Mira without a Kinyan. On the other Manash Chimya B'miktsas, even though Kirusha Shavio Rabbanon, but still, it is Sarech Kinyan. Now, one has to understand, if we say the Manash Chimya is Kirusha Shavu Rabbanon, what is Pshat that one needs a new Takana, the one does not need a Maisa Kinyan, but rather a deeper Baal Masagi? Well, there is a Yerusha taking place, and since there is a Yerusha taking place, there is no reason that one should need a Maisa Kinyan. So, to explain Pshat in our Gemara, one can say this, that even though Manash Chimya is Kirusha Shavu Rabbanon, but still one needs a new Takana to Masakin. That Bedibur Baal Masagi is because when our Gemara says Kiyusha Shavio Rabbanon, our Gemara means to say that what is taking place in Manash Chimya is not a regular Akna, that there is Akna Sachefetz which is taking place, but rather what is taking place is a transfer of Bailus. He is taking over my Bailus. And just like by every Yerusha, what is taking place is this, that he is taking over my Bailus, so too by Manash Chimya what is taking place is this, that he is taking over my bailus. But in order to transfer my bailus, one needs a kinyan. And therefore, if not for this new takana, that by mir bal masagi, since we will say the vishchimya keksuvenu kumisurin, One will need a Maisa Kinyan in order to transfer Bailus. And even though, generally speaking, Yerusha works Memela, but that is only because one has a Yerush who has a Din Yerusha. But over here, I am transferring my Bailus to someone else who does not have a Din to be Yerush. And therefore, one should need a Maisa Kinyan in order to transfer one's Bailus. And this, one does not need a Maisa Kinyan, is a new Takana Drabanon by Manash Chimra Bekula. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says, "Amar b'zei amarav minayin aman hashchemira shehim anateyo shenemar avavartam es nachalasi labitai. Yeishecha avara acheresh ikazu ve'ezu zu zu man hashchemira. Rav Nachman amarav baravua mehacha v'nasatam es nachalasi le'echav yeishecha nasina acheresh ikazu ve'ezu zu zu man hashchemira." In the Rashbam and Sot, we find in Rabbi Nirina, the Ritvan, other Rishenim, that according to Rav Zeru Amarav, and according to Rabba Baravua, Manash Chimura works Manatayra. On the other hand, Rav Nachman on Amabes argues, and Rav Nachman on Amabes understands that Manash Chimura only works in the Rabbanon. Kidei Shaloi Titarif Taitai. Taisis on the other hand argues, and Taisis explains that Okuyama Manash Chimura is only in the Rabbanon. As Taisis says, this Ragamar says, Minayin Manash Chimura Shehim Manatayra Lav Manatayra Dafka Kalmar. Darav Nachman Gufei Israel Kamonda Eina Kishaltaira Vasua Kishaltaira. The Ritva answers Taisus' kasha by saying that even though we find that Rav Nachman himself holds him on the Shchemiro only works with the Rabbanon, but still this, Rav Nachman Amar Baravua says that the Makor man the Shchemiro on the Pasuk of Nusatam is Nachalasi Le'achav is Vishitas Rabba Baravua Ka'amar V'Leilei Sfirolei. And Rabba Baravua is the one who holds him on the Shchemiro works with the Torah. So again, we have a tremendous Machlikas HaRishenim. If according to Rav Zeru Amarav and according to Rabba Baravua, if Manash Chimura works Matera or Manash Chimura only works Madrabanan, and the Psukim are only in Asmachta Baoma. In Rabbi Nirina we find, the Rabbi Nirina says that according to Rav Zeru Amarav, who holds Manash Chimura works Matera, then even Vimiktsas Matanase Kayemes Kivan Chush Chimura Min Hatera. Vikivan Deleka Umdinam Matanam Vimiktsas Amina Dem Amad Ene Chayzer Deme Achshav Kayemes. And the Ben Yonah explains that according to Rav, Manash Chimura b'miktsas works Matera without a Kinyan. This we differentiate between Manash Chimura b'miktsas and Manash Chimura b'kula, and only Manash Chimura b'kula is there a halacha of him amad chaser, is as the Ben Yonah explains, that by Mechalek on the chas of Azlina Basromdina Varmina Choynosan Ela Machmas Misa. But both in Manash Chimura b'miktsas and in Manash Chimura b'kula one has the parsha of Manash Chimura. With this, Rabbi Nirina goes on to answer the following kasha. As he mentioned before in the Gemara later on, Daf Kof Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Rav says, "Manash Chimura shekase b'kinyan im amad einei chayzer." If we are to understand the case of Manash Chimura shekase b'kinyan to mean that as long as there was a Maisa Kinyan, there is a lach of im amad einei chayzer, then one has to explain the case of our Mishnah. This our Mishnah says that by Manash Chimura b'kula we will say im amad chayzer is only referring to a case that there was no Kinyan. If so, how are we to explain the reisha of our Mishnah by Manash Chimura b'miktsas, that our Mishnah says Matanase Kayames? If there is no Kinyan, how can the Matana possibly be Kayim? So to answer this kasha, Ben Yonah answers the kasha based on this that we mentioned before, that according to Rav, who understands that Manash Chimura works in Atira, the Manash Chimura b'miktsas will work in Atira even without a Kinyan. And the entire Mishnah is referring to a case that there was no Kinyan. And still, by Manash Chimura b'miktsas, the halach will be Matanase Kayemes, even though there was no Kinyan. And by Manash Chimura b'kula without a Kinyan, we will say Im Amad Chayzer. That is a Shita of Rabbi Nirina. In other words, Rabbi Nirina understands this that one can say that only Manash Chimura b'kula has the parasha Manash Chimura, and only by Manash Chimura b'kula will we say Divrei Shchimura k'ksuvin k'misurin, is only if we are to understand that halacha Manash Chimura is halacha Madrabanan Kidei Shaloi Titarif Taitai. And Kidei Shaloi Titarif Taitai only applies to Kula and not to Miktsas. On the other hand, if we are to understand that Manash Chimura works Matera, then there is no makom to differentiate between Manash Chimura b'Kula and Manash Chimura b'Miktsas. And even by Manash Chimura b'Miktsas, we will say Derish Chimura k'ksuvin u k'misurin damya. In the Rashbam, on the other hand, we find that the Rashbam argues on Rabbi Nirina, and the Rashbam understands that even according to the Shita of Rav, who holds Manash Chimura works Matera, but still, according to Rav, Manash Chimura b'miktsas will need a Kenyan. According to the Rashbam, this we differentiate between Manash Chimura Bakula and Manash Chimura Bemiktas is not only based on the Sfara of Kadesh Roti Tarif Daitai, that as far as the Sfara of Kadesh Roti Tarif Daitai, we say that Sfara only applies to Kula, not to Miktas. But rather, even in Atariya, we differentiate between Manash Chimura Bakula and Manash Chimura Bemiktas. V'chayra the Mokim Achalek, between Manash Chimura Bakula and Manash Chimura Bemiktas. As far as Manash Chimura, which works in Atariya according to the Shita of Rav, and according to the Shita of Rabba Baravua, is because in order for Manash Chimura to work in Atariya, one needs that he gave the Matana Machmas Misa, and one needs that it should be considered a Tzava of Eshchimura, in order to be considered a Tzava of Eshchimura, and he is giving him Machmas Misa, one needs a Manash Chimura Bekua. By Manash Chimura Bemiktas, we do not see that he is giving him Machmas Misa, but rather we say that he is giving a regular Matana, and therefore we will not apply the Halacha Manash Chimura, which works in Atariya. That is a Chayr Pshat in the Shita of the Rashbam. In the Rambam, in Parakhes Mehoches Chio Matana, we find that the Rambam in Parakhes Ochavei says as follows: Aval Chio Shetoshash Kaya Kogufi Vekoshal Machmas Achili, Acheino Yocho Lahalech Arago Beshok, Vareu Neifel Alamito Hu Hanikrash Chimera, Umishpete Matanoisav Einon Kematnas Habori, Ketzat Chimera Shetziva Litin Upoini Kach Vekach. Uaplini kach vekach bin bechobe meshabes, bin kosa, bin waikosa, zochu al kokeshe yomos, bechol masha nosanwem ve enoi tsarech kinyin. And so to the Rambam goes on to say, in alochaches a manesh chimera, eina kina elo la achar misa, vein echem en zeche bedover shetzivoe bein mekarkoen bein metaltuen elo la achar misa. The Rambam goes on to say in parches alochi adalid, that Shchemira Shekosav Kol Nechosa Matona Stam V'loi Shir Kvomim Omar Chayzer V'afil Konu Miyodei Kedei Liyafes Eskoichai Bein Shikna Kol Nechosav L'Echad Bein Shekosav Mashnayim She'umdan Da'as U'Shoynosan Zakol Elav Niskavin Sheiknu Kvom Elo La'achar Moisai. Now here one has to understand Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam already explained in Halacha Beis and in Halacha Ches that Shchemira only works Elo La'achar Misa. And the Rambam does not mention this Manash Chimura only works Achar Misa based on Umdina, but rather the Rambam is mashma that Meikar Adin Manash Chimura only works La'achar Misa. As the Rambam says, Matanoisav, Einon Kematna Savari. If someone has to understand what is pshat in this, the Rambam and Alochi Yadalid seems to repeat that Manash Chimura is only Kaina Elo Achar Misa, and the Rambam and Alochi Yadalid explains this Manash Chimura is only Kaina Elo Achar Misa, is based on this that one has an Umdana. So to explain Pshat in the Rambam, one can explain based on this we mentioned before in our Shiran Daf Kuf Mem Vav, Veshem the Stipler, that the Rambam and Alochi Yadalid is only coming to be Mechadish and to explain Pshat that even with the Shchimura made a Kinyan, but still we will say, and the Rambam explains this, that where the Shchemira made a kinyan, still we say that is based on an umdana, but without a kinyan, this man the Shchemira is only kina elo achamisa, has nothing to do with an umdana, but rather it is me ikar matna Shchemira. But if one looks carefully at the diyuk lashon and the Rambam, l'chayra one sees another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and the Rambam. From the diyuk lashon and the Rambam, it is mashma that there is a chevtza of Manash Chimura, and then there is a Shchimura who happens to give a matana. The Rambam and Ochabez is referring to the chevtza of Manash Chimura, and the chevtza of Manash Chimura is only chal elo achar misa. The Rambam and Ochidar on the other hand is referring to a Shchimura who happened to give a matana, and the matana that he gave was not a Manash Chimura, but rather he gave a matana stam. And as far as a Shchimura who gave Matana Stam, this that such a Matana is only Kaina Elo Achar Misa, is only based on this that one has an Umdana. As far as the Chevza Man Shchimura is concerned, the Chevza Man Shchimura is only Chal Elo Achar Misa Mi Iker Dine Matna Shchimura, since Matna Shchimura is not like Matna Spari. And so to Lechayez Mefurish and the Rambam in Halachi Yitzayin. The Rambam says, Avom Nosli Miktsas Beferish and Madnash Chimera, Shenikoine Elalach Hamisa, Einait Sarach Kinyan Vim Amad Chayzer. In other words, one has the ability to give over Miktsas Nechosim with a parsha of Madnash Chimera, which is not the Halach of Mitzav Machmas Misa, since in the Rambam, in Halachach of Gimel, the Rambam goes on to say, Shchimera Shetziva Machmas Misa. In other words, the halacha mitzava machmas misa. The mitzava machmas misa works even by manash chimra b'miktas. And the halacha of the Rambam and halacha yidzayin are two separate halachas. In other words, manash chimra b'miktas can work if he is mitzava machmas misa, and then one can give over miktas nechasim if he gives over miktas nechasim with the parsha of manash chimra. And we find chilukim between mitzava machmas misa and if someone gives over miktsas nechasim with a parsha of manash chimera. As far as mitzava machmas misa is concerned, the Rambam explains that mitzava machmas misa works even in a case of konu miyadei b'miktsas. On the other hand, if one gave over miktsas nechasim with a parsha of manash chimera, then if he made a kinyan, the halacha will be like kona elam kein haya miapekoyche kemoishe biyarnu. As far as the parasha manash chimera is concerned, if he made a kinyan, then we will apply the halacha of Shmuel voyedana mayedim b'ashem oy gomer aknoisei ela b'shtar vein shtar lachar misa. But by mitzava machmas misa, one does not have the halacha of Shmuel. That is what one sees b'shitas harambam. As he mentioned before, Ben Yehina, Teisus, and other Yishenim ask the following tmiya. This Rav says, by Manash Chimera Shekhasa Ba'Kinyan, Arakaveh Atreirichshi. If we are to understand, Manash Chimera Shekhasa Ba'Kinyan means that he happened to make a Kinyan, and still we will say, Arakaveh Atreirichshi, Vim Amad Einei Chayzer. If so, how are we to understand Pshat in our Mishnah? What is Pshat in this? In our Mishnah differentiates between Manash Chimera B'Miktas and Manash Chimera B'Kula. If we are referring to a Kinyan, then even by Manash Chimera B'Kula, the Halacha will be Vim Amad Einei Chayzer, according to Rav. And if we are referring to without a kinyan, manash chimra b'miktsas will not work. In order for manash chimra b'miktsas to work, one needs a kinyan. And if we are referring to a case of mitzava machmas misa, by mitzava machmas misa, the halach is a ma'amad chayzer. So to answer this kasha, one can answer this kasha by saying this, where our Mishnah differentiates between manash chimra b'miktsas and manash chimra b'kula, is referring to a case that one made a kinyan. And even though Rav says that if one made a kinyan, the halach is a ma'amad in a chayzer, we will say arkaver t'rikshi, but still the matana will only be chala achar misa. And since matana is only chala achar misa, for that reason our Mishnah says, ein matanose kayemes, the kiyam matana is dependent upon misa. And the kiyam matana is only lachar misa. And even though the kiyam matana is only lachar misa, but still the halach is a ma'amad in a chayzer, since he gave it the koyach of a matnas bari. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in our Mishnah and answer the Rishenim's kasha according to the shita of Rav. But from our Gemara one sees that our Gemara understands this and our Mishnah says, e matanose kayemes teminim amar chayzer. And for that reason our Gemara says, mantana da ozo basar omdina. So to explain pshat in our Mishnah, one can explain pshat in our Mishnah based on the Mahalach of the Rambam that we mentioned before. The Manash Chimra B'Miktas can work with one of two ways, either by Mitzava Machmas Misa, or if he gave over Miktas Nechasim with a Parsha of Manash Chimra. And our Mishnah is referring to a case that he gave over his Nechasim with a Parsha of Manash Chimra. And for that reason, even in the case of the Reisha of our Mishnah, that he gave over Miktas Nechasim, but still, since he gave over Miktsas Nechasim with the Parsha of Manash Chimera, one does not need a Kinyan. Manash Chimera b'Miktsas will work without a Kinyan. Still, we differentiate between Matanase Kayemes by Manash Chimera b'Miktsas and by Manash Chimera b'Kula, the halach is Ein Matanase Kayemes. And this we differentiate between Manash Chimera b'Miktsas and Manash Chimera b'Kula, even though, by both cases, what is taking place is the Parsha of Manash Chimera is based on this, that by Manash Chimera B'Kula one has an Umdana, on the other hand, by Manash Chimera B'Miktas one does not have an Umdana. That is a Chira, how one can answer the Rishenim's Kasha, based on the sheets of the Rambam. The Rambam happens to hold that even Manash Chimera B'Miktas, if he gave over Miktas Nechasim with the Parsha of Manash Chimera, then the Halacha will be Im Amar Chayzer, since the Rambam understands that the Halacha of Im Amar Chayzer is dependent upon this,
that the Matana is Chala Achar Misa. As the Rambam explains in Alach Yedaled, that wherever the Matana is only Chala Achar Misa, the Alach is a Ma'amar Chayzer, which is a Shita of Tesis as well as he mentioned before in our share on Daf Kof Mem Vav. Based on this Mahach, one can answer a seeming Tamiya B'divrei HaMarsha. As he mentioned before, Tesis Naf Kof Mem Beis explains that the machoikas between Rav and Shmuel is not only a machoikas by Matan Ashkim Rabba Kua, but rather the machoikas between Rav and Shmuel is also a machoikas in a case of Matan Ashkim Rabba Miktas. And even by Matan Ashkim Rabba Miktas, if it is cause of a Kenyan, one has the machoikas between Rav and Shmuel. If we will say Arkva Tri Rikshi, or we will say as Shmuel says, Oidana Mai Eden Bar Shemo Oigomer Lahaknes Ela Bishtar Vein Shtar Lahachar Misa. From Tesis Achay, one can prove, as he mentioned before, that Tesis understands that Matnash Chimera B'Miksas is considered a Matnash Chimera. And for that reason, the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel applies to Matnash Chimera B'Miksas as well. And so too one sees Veshitas HaRambam. But now one has to understand Pshat and the Marsha. Tesis, as he mentioned before, asks the following Kasha on the Rashbam. How can the Rashbam explain that the case of Matnash Chimera should cause a Bakinyan? Is referring to any case that they happen to make a kinyan. And any case that they happen to make a kinyan, one has a machoikas between Rav and Shmuel. If so, how are we to explain pshat in this? Our Mishnah says, Shir karka kosho matanose matana. Eich yoyo Shmuel kvom hoi shemo igoma knoise elo lachar misa. The Marsha asks what is pshat in Tosis's kasha on the Rashbam. Our Mishnah is referring to a case that he was Shir Nechasim, and he was not Kasav Kol Nechasav. And in such a case, one will not have the halacha of Shmuel of Shemuel Gomak Neisei Ela Beshtar Vein Shtar Lachamisa. As the Marsha says, Matnash Chimra B'Miktas Aboy Kinyin, Havlik Matnas Bori Dein Daiti Lahak Neis Lachar Misa. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the Kasha of the Marsha. If Tosis himself explains that the Machoikas between Rav and Shmuel applies even to a case of Matnash Chimra B'Miktas, so from Tosis one clearly sees that a Matnash Chimra B'Miktas Aboy Kinyan is also Chal Achar Misa, and therefore one can apply the Machoikas between Rav and Shmuel. And for that reason, Tosis asks on the Rashbam that so too in our Mishnah according to Shmuel we should say Shemo Yigomer HaKnosei Ela B'Shtar Vein Shtar Lachar Misa, even though our Mishnah is talking about a case of Matnash Chimra B'Miktas. So to explain Pshat in the Kasha of the Marsha L'Chayr, one can explain as follows. That even though Tesis understands that even B'Miktas Nechasav one can have a Matnash Chimera, but that is only if he made a Matnash Chimera, and he was Makna Miktas Nechasim with the Parsha Matnash Chimera, then we will say that even though he is only being Makna Miktas Nechasav, but still he has the ability to Makna Miktas Nechasav with the Parsha Matnash Chimera, which is Chal Achar Misa. And therefore, in a case of a Kasav Akinyan, one will have the Machoikas between Rav or Shmuel. On the other hand, in the case of our Mishnah, that the case of our Mishnah is referring to a case that is Shemira Shekasav Kol Nechasav Achayim Vashir Kaka Koshu. We are not talking about a case that the Shemira was Makne Nechasav with a Parsha of Matna Shemira, but rather, we are talking about a case that a person who happened to be a Shemira's Kasav Matana. And as far as such a case is concerned, the Marsha asks that such a case, if he only gave away Miktas Nechasim, then one has a regular Matnas Bari, and the Kinyan is Chal Mechayim, and for that reason one cannot apply the Machoikas between Rav or Shmuel. And even according to Shmuel, one will not have the Chesaron of Shemoy Gomer HaKnosei Ela B'Shtar Vein Shtar HaChamisa, since the Kinyan is Chal Mechayim, what is taking place is a regular Matnas Bari. That is a chaya, how one can explain pshat in the Marsha. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says, Man tana da zlinam bas harum dina. Amar v'nachman v'shem b'manasi da tanya v'shalach b'nei um dina sayam. V'shama shameis b'nei v'omad v'kosav kol nechosav v'acher. V'achakach ba b'nei matanasi matana. V'shem b'manasi oimer ein matanasi matana. Shom mole hoye yedea shabnei kayim oi hoye kaisvan. Now to explain pshat in this, our Gemara says, Mantana da zlinam basurumdina. The Ritva explains that the hechrich, that we are zlinam basurumdina, is from this, that the halacha of our Mishnah applies even to a case in which they made a kinyan. And even where they made a kinyan, still the halacha is of Yushir karka koshu ein matanos he matana. And the Gemara explains this, that we say ein matanos he matana. In a case where Yushir karka koshu, even though he made a kinyan, is because we are Azlinan Basar Umdina. In Aben Yoina we find that Aben Yoina explains Pshat in our Gemara with a different Malach. In Aben Yoina explains that the Hechrich, to be Azlina and Basarumdina, because had we not been Azlina and Basarumdina, then even in a case where we shear karka koshu, but still the law hashim atanosi kayemes, based on this, that Tivish Chivmei are considered like a Kenyan. As a binyan, it says, Mantana da ozo bas rumdina pirish da afogav de divish chimriak a kinyan. But still, we will say the Azlina bas rumdina kivan shakon nechosa choa koishir karaka kosha Azlina bas rumdina vamina chalihoyo machmas misa shen odam osi witin kol nechosa mechayim. And our Gemara goes on to say, Rishon ben Manasseh de isleish mevatlin kinyan gomer machmas umdina. In other words, Ritva understands this, that one needs Azlina bas rumdina is only in a case that there was a kinyan. If there was no kinyan, then the loch of e matnosei kayemes has nothing to do with this, that Azlina bas rumdina, but rather the loch of e matnosei kayemes is because of this, that the kinyan is chal achar misa. And since the kinyan is chal achar misa, for that reason, the loch is e matnosei kayemes. Rabbeinu Yehuda on the other end argues, and Rabbeinu Yehuda understands that even without a kinyan, still one needs Azlina bas rumdina, since if not for this, the Azlina bas rumdina, the matano be kayemes based on this, that we say divrish chimra keksuvin u kemesurin damya. And even though the matana is chala chamisa, but still one has the kinyan of divrish chimra. Uchira, one can explain the basis of this machlekes harishenim is dependent upon how to understand manash chimra. Do we understand that the divrish chimra are considered like a kinyan, and the divrish chimra are in place of a kinyan? Or do we understand that Banu Mesakin, that even though there is no kinyan, but still the manash chimera is kayim? Rabbeinu Yehuda understands that divrish chimera are in place of the kinyan. Just instead of needing a maisa kinyan, the words that he says are in place of a maisa kinyan, and so too we find in the Rashbam that the Rashbam says amirase b'makim kinyan shalbari. And for that reason, Rabbeinu Yehuda explains that one needs the halacha of umdina even as far as a regular divrish chimra keksuvin or kemesurin dummy. This that the Ritva argues can be explained because the Ritva understands that Rabbanu were not mesaken that divrish chimra are b'makim kinyan, but rather Rabbanu were mesaken that the matana v'shchimra is kayim even though there is no kinyan. And for that reason, the Ritva explains this, that one needs an umdana, is only referring to a case that he happened to make a kinyan. In a case that he happened to make a kinyan, then one needs the halacha of oza basar umdana in order to mevatel the kinyan. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat the machlekes between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ritva. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat the machlekes between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ritva is by saying that the machlekes is, as far as this, that one sees in our Gemara that one needs umdina in order to have the halacha of ma'amar chayzer. Rabbeinu Yehuda understands this, that one needs an umdina, is not because without the umdina the matana will be chal mechayim, but rather this, that one needs an umdina is even though the matana is chal achar misa, but still if not for the umdina the halacha will be ma'amad einei chayzer, and the matana will be kayemes, since one has a kinyan. And the fact that the matana is only chal achar misa is not a reason for us to say that the matana should not be kayemes, since one already has a complete maisa kinyan. As we mentioned before in our Shiran Daf Kof Mevav, B'Shem Rebisar Zalman and Reb Shlema, and so too we find by Reb Shimon. And for that reason, Ben Yehuda explains this, that one needs an umdana, is even referring to a regular matna shchemira. And even by matna shchemira, that a kenyan which is only chala chamisa, but still one needs an umdana, since without an umdana, the lach will be that one cannot be chaser, since one already has a complete maisa kenyan. This that the Ritva argues is because the Ritva understands by regular matnash chimra, which is only chal achar misa, it is pasha that ein matanase kayemes. And for that reason, the Ritva explains this, that one needs an umdina is only as far as matanash chimra, which has a kinyan. Since as far as a matanash chimra, which has a kinyan, we should say that the matana is chal mechayim, and therefore the halacha should be the matanase kayemes. And therefore one needs an umdina. And either the umdina is mechadish, that even with a kinyan, still the matana is only chal achar misa, like the shita of the Rambam in Perches HaLachidah that we mentioned before, or the Ritva understands that even though with a kinyan the matana is chal mechayim, but still the halacha is amal mechayzer, since one has an umdina. As we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Mem Vav, B'Shem the Stipler. According to this mahalach, one can say that everyone agrees that the takana of divrish chimra was that divrish chimra should be b'makim kinyan, and the divrish chimra itself should be considered the kinyan
with which one is kino achar misa. The entire machoikis is a machoikis as far as the aloch of him omad chaser. This that we say mama chaser. Is it because matan is only chal achar misa, which is the shita of the ritva, or do we say that the aloch of him omad chaser has nothing to do with the fact that the matan is only chal achar misa? But rather, even though the matana is only chal achar misa, but still we would say that the matana should be kayim even by omad. And one needs an umdana for us to say, ein matanase kayemes. Well, the basis of this machlokes is machlokes as far as this, that we say that by omad ein matanase kayemes, if one needs to be chayzer or not, which as we mentioned before in our shir and daf kuf mevav is a seeming machlokes harishainim. Rabbi Yehuda understands this, that we say ein matanase kayemes by omad is only because one has a chazara, and therefore if one has a kinyan, or one has a divish chimra, which is b'makim kinyan, one should not be able to be chazer. The Ritva on the other end who argues understands that this, that we say ein matanase kayemes by omad, has nothing to do with the fact that one has a chazara, but rather, since the matana is only chal achar misa, for that reason the matana is betela as long as he was omad. And for that reason the Ritva has to go and explain this, that one needs an umdana, is only as far as a case that one made a kinyan, that there one needs an umdana, since without an umdana, since matana will be chal mechayim, we should not say ein matanase kayemes. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Ritva, as far as this, that our Gemara says that one needs an umdina for us to say ein matanase kayemes. In Tosis and Kiddushin Daf Mem Tesam Beis, and so too we find in the Rosh and Ksuvas Matayin Tesam and Aleph, Tosis and the Rosh both explain this, that our Gemara says that Azlin and Basar umdina applies across the board, and by an umdina there is no chesar nedvarim shebelev einam dvarim. And for that reason, Tosis says v'gam yesh dvarim that few gilim also a boy. Is based on this, that by an umdana there is no chesar nedvarim shebelev. In the Gois Hashri B'Shem the Riaz, we find that the Gois Hashri B'Shem the Riaz argues, and the Gois Hashri B'Shem the Riaz explains this, that we go basar umdana and our Gemara is only as far as matana is concerned. Only as far as matana will we say that a matana is betela alu de umdana. A mecher, on the other hand, will not be batal al yidei umdina. And so too we find that Rav Shach in Hilchos Chiyum Matana Perek Vav Lachalf and other achrenim are medayik b'shitas harambam. But only by matana will we go basar umdina, since matana is dependent upon the das hanaisin. And since matana is dependent upon the das hanaisin, for that reason by matana we will say that a matana is betela al yidei umdina. That is the Shita of the Rambam and the Riaz. Now to explain Pshat and the Shita of the Riaz and the Rambam, that only by Matana will we say that a Matana is Batewa Alu De Umdina. On the other hand, the Mecher is not Bata Alu De Umdina. We find that the Achronim explain as follows, that a Matana is dependent upon Gemiros Das, and the Matana is dependent upon the Rotzin of the Nason to give a Matana. And therefore, if one has Dvarim Shebelev, and one has an umdana to prove that there is a Dvarim Shebelev, that he does not want to give the Matana, then one is missing in the Gemiras Das and the Ratzon that one needs to be considered a Matana. And for that reason, the Matana will be batal. In the Achrenim, we find the following Tmiya. The Achrenim asks the following Kasha on the sheet of the Riaz. How can the Riaz say this, so we go basar umdana, and the Allah is a Peshchimriam Omar Chazer, and the Matana is betela only by Matana, and not by Mekachum Memkar? In the Gemara later on, the Avkuf Mem Tesam and Aleph, we find that the Allah of Omar Chazer applies to Mecher as well. As the Gemara says, Mokha Kol Nechos of Mahu, and the Gemara says, Zimnin Omar of Yehuda Meravim Omar Chazer, and the Gemara explains this, Rav Yehuda Merav says Omar Chazer is referring to a case that is no Lazuzi Beinayo. And as long as a zuzi or a snow beinayo, that loch is a ma'amar chayzer by mecher, by the mecher of ishchimera. Vachir by a mecher, according to the shita of the Riaz, we do not call basar umdina. And since we do not call basar umdina, the mecher should be kayin. This is a kasha that Reb Chaim Leizer and Chiyokimo Simen Samaches and other achrenim ask on the Riaz. So to answer this tamiya, one can answer this tamiya by saying as follows. This that the Riaz explains, that only by Matana are we as Lina Basarum Dina, and not by a Mecher, is only as far as the case that the Umdina is coming to Mevatel the Akna, where the Umdina is coming to Mevatel the Akna, then we will say that only by Matana are we as Lina Basarum Dina, not by a Mecher. We are not as Lina Basarum Dina to Mevatel the Akna of a Mecher. And for that reason, by Shchemira, the Shchemira gave a matana with a kinyan, that in order for us to say that the akna is only chala chamisa, one has to mevatel the kinyan that the Shchemira made. And based on the umdana, we will say that what is taking place is only a matna Shchemira. We will ignore the kinyan, and for that reason, the matana is chala chamisa, and therefore we will say that he has the right to be chayzer mi matanosai. That is only as far as the matana is concerned. But if with an umdana we are not coming to mevatel the akna, but rather we are just coming to meisif a tnai in the akna, that the akna was made al tnai, then even by mekach u'memkar we will be as linon basar umdana. And for that reason, as far as the gemara and daf kuf mem tes is concerned, that the entire umdana is just coming to meisif a tnai in the mekach u'memkar, that the mekach u'memkar was done al atzad sheyomos, then even by a mekach u'memkar we will be as linon basar umdana. That is ochira, how one can explain pshat in the Riaz and answer the kashal of the achrenim on the Riaz. In the Benyuni, as he mentioned before, Benyuni explains this, the Gemara says, mantana das linon basar umdana, is because even though we say devish chimriak kinyan, kivan shekol nechasav chilek, for that reason as linon basar umdana. Now, here one has to understand pshat in a Ben Yonah. In a Ben Yonah in our Mishnah, in his second pshat, we find that Ben Yonah explains this, the Gemara says, Mantana dazvina basarum dina is not going according to the Shita of Rav, since according to Rav, while the Matnash Chimira works from Atira, the Matnash Chimira works without a Kenyan, and therefore one will not need an umdina in order for us to say, Ein Matanase Kayemes. But here, according to Ben Yonah, this that one needs an umdana has nothing to do with the fact that one made a kinyan, but rather, even without a kinyan, one needs an umdana since the vishchemir are considered like a kinyan. And therefore, one can explain this that one needs an umdana is even according to the shita of Rav Wolds, manashchemir works matera, and therefore manashchemir works without a kinyan. So, to explain pshat in a binyan ochir, one has to say as follows. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says as follows. Umiyomer of Nachman Hachi, the Manash Chemio only works Midrabanan, Vamer of Nachman, Avogav, the Meshmo, Meichesh, Darchev, Chaveir, Chazar, Mochi, Mochel, Vathil Yerish Meichel, Medishmo, Shimnoste, Manash Chemia, De Enoi, Yochel, Meichoi. E Amer Peshoma, Der Eis, Mishim Hachi, Enoi, Yochel, Imchel. Aliamet Rabanan, he, Amai, Enoi, Yochel, Imchel. So to explain Pshat and Argmar, we find the tremendous Machaikis Harishainim. In Tesis 4 and that Ein Vav and base, we find that Tesis proves from our Gemara that Mechirish Doris Vayhavi Elamadu Rabbanon. As Tesis says, that from our Gemara is Mashma, that the reason why we say Amechirish Darchev Chaveir V'Chazaru Machi Machu is dependent if the Mechira is Madu Rabbanon or the Mechira is Menatera, and for that reason our Gemara says that if Manash Chimra will work Menatera, for that reason one cannot be Mechirish Darchev that one gave him Manash Chimra. As Taisa says, Alma, Meicher, Shtar, Mediyachal, Limchal, Havi, Midrabanan. Taisa goes on to bring that Ben Yotam argues, and Ben Yotam explains that even if we are to say the Mechir Shtaris works in Atira, but still there is Alacha of a Meicher, Shtar, Chiv, Chaveri, Vichazar, Machi, Machal. This that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara says, a man that Shchimia works in Atira. Then we will say, Machoi Einei Machal, if one gave a Shtar, Chiv, a man that Shchimia, is only because if we will say, the Manash Chimira works Matera, this and Manash Chimira works Matera is based on the Pasuk of Havartam, Yeshacha Avora Acheroshi Kazu. And therefore, this Manash Chimira works Matera is because Manash Chimira is considered like a Yerusha. And since Manash Chimira is considered like a Yerusha, for that reason we will say, Machloi Einoi Macho. And so too we find in Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Miwim nostan a manash chimia o sviwan a manash chimia min a teira afil bedvorim vade alima mi mechira acheres ve einoi yocho limcho afi shehu ban chola u kumoishu ban chola imai shen echem na yorshem yocho limcho chayv shen nostan o vivloi. So too a manash chimia, if we are to say the manash chimia works in a teira. So from Rabbi Yehuda one clearly sees Rabbi Yehuda understand that if we are to say the manash chimia works in a teira the way manash chimia works,
is because Malnash Chemira is considered like a Yerusha, and he's being Meirish his Nechosim. Based on this, one can explain Pshat and Aben Yoina as follows. This Aben Yoina explains in his second Pshat that our Gemara is not going according to Rav, since according to Rav one does not need the Azlinam Basarumdina, is because according to Rav one understands that Malnash Chemira works in the Torah. And the way Malnash Chemira works is because one has Yerusha, and there is a Yerusha taking place. And since what is taking place is Yerusha, for that reason we will not say that the Divrei Shchemira are considered like a Kenyan. But rather, the way Malnash Chemira works is this, that we say that whoever he is giving his matana to is considered like a Yerush. And he has a din to be Yerush and a Chasim that are given to him by Malnash Chemira. And for that reason, even without an umdina, by Amad Alacho be matanase b'teila. And for that reason, only if we are to say that Malnash Chemira works from the Rabbanon, and the way Malnash Chemira works is because one has the Divrei Shchemira keksuvin ukemesurin, and one has the akna of Divrei Shchemira, does one need an umdina in order for us to say matanase v'teila? That is the chayyab pshat in the shita of Rabbeinu Yoina.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.